Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody,
special section.
Hello everybody. Hey, and welcome to I Love Movies. Doug Benson Loves Movies. Call it whatever you want. It's happening now at the UCB Theater, where we do these podcasts right before Comedy Death Ray. So the folks that are coming to the Comedy Death Ray show can come in early and get out of the cold and hang out. How you guys doing? Is everybody all right? Yay! Let's get into movie talk. I've got two guests, as I have every episode this season. Two friends of mine who are hilarious comedy performers in their own right. And the first one I'm going to bring out here, you may know from a motion picture called Ski School 2, where he played a slope. Ladies and gentlemen... oh, and you might also know him from that old show that had robots fighting. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Dwyer is here. Give it up for Bill Dwyer in the house. Either side, Bill.
Okay.
Just pick one and grab a microphone and talk into it as soon as possible, because, of course, it is a podcast.
You bet. Fantastic,
they can't hear
Doug.
What you're not saying into it.
Huh?
Is it weird sitting like this and I'm not Matt Vasgersian?
A little bit, yeah. Matt Vasgersian, or perhaps
Sean name?
Salisbury, or perhaps Tim Green.
You sit down with a lot of guys
man.
And commentate on stuff, right?
Yeah, I have. All Zach right. Selwyn.
Yeah, these names mean nothing to me.
Really?
Yeah, we're here to talk about movies, Bill.
Yeah, movies.
Were any of them in any movies? I think Vasgersian was in something. I think he was a fake
probably
announcer.
Probably playing
in something.
An announcer in something, yeah, but I don't know.
All right, cool. And the other guest.
I've got other movie credits.
Our other guest.
When we get a chance.
You know what? I should have brought you out alphabetically. My other guest. My other guest would have sat quietly while I was trying to introduce you.
Done.
All right.
You'll hear no more from me, Doug.
That is so hard to believe, Bill. Laughing doesn't count, I guess. You can laugh all you want. One of the founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade, an original member, and we taped the shows in his theater. This is his... place.
This is his baby.
Yeah, and he was in that Walk Hard movie, and he has a small part in Junebug, which is a movie I adored.
Amy Adams, Academy Award nominee,
did not win.
Didn't win.
Robbed. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Besser is here. Holy crap! And he wore a hat. Hat Besser is here, everybody.
Hat looks good.
Thanks. I'm celebrating Chinese Democracy's release.
I thought you were really going to just say I'm celebrating Chinese democracy, like it happened today.
That happened?
And I wasn't paying attention.
Just today.
Too busy prepping for my movie show. What do you got? You got any movies in the can? Anything coming out?
I'm in year one. I don't know when that's coming out. That's Harold Ramis' next movie. I have a very small role in The Soloist. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, yeah, that one was supposed to be a big Christmas award contender, and then they went, no, let's put it out in March or February. It's coming out next year instead.
I actually did a scene.
That means it's not as great as they were hoping.
I did a scene with Robert Downey Jr., but we never actually... I was never in the same... I was in a car in front of him, and he's in a car behind me, and we're screaming at each other. So I did a scene with him, but I never actually talked to him or saw him or got anywhere near him.
That's
that was probably
way.
In his contract.
That's where you want to get in your career.
Yeah.
I want to do a movie and not see anybody.
I did a thing for VH1 for Best Year Ever where I guess Britney Spears is going to interact with me in some way, but she wasn't there either.
She would not be in the room with
not
you.
Not even a
she
hologram?
She wasn't there. No, no. And I just say something vaguely insulting to her.
Really?
So it'll be interesting to see how that comes together.
What'd you say?
I don't even remember now. Dad, did you see the MTV 90-minute special where she set the record straight? She explained everything, Matt. She totally explained it. She's like, sometimes you just want to shave your head.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're
there's
just
an explanation.
A crazy redneck. Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. She says, I've grown up big time. Like, no, big time is not the right...
You don't. Yeah,
that's
so
not the right value for growing up.
Yeah,
big time is not a proper measurement for any. Like,
yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy the movie? Big time. What does that mean?
Wow, you're an adult, aren't you? Whoa, easy there.
So I did want to segue into movies because that's what we're here to talk about.
Love them.
Brittany needs to make another one because Crossroads was.
Yes.
Awesome.
Almost there. Almost.
And what
perfect.
About you, Bill Mann? Do you have a movie in the coming out?
Yeah, I do. It's a little movie called Turdville, and
that one that's all in black and white except for that
shining gold turd.
Yeah,
and I'm the mayor of Turdville.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire and Reese Witherspoon, right?
They were there again as holograms, so we had to act in
they
a circle around
there.
Them.
Nice. So you don't really have anything coming out except for Turdville.
I do not have a movie coming out.
All right,
but
I don't have anything in the can either.
You
but
can
it's
still
a fun
get
question
Bogus
to ask.
Witch Project on a DVD.
You're in a thing called the Bogus Witch Project.
Yeah, we filmed
project?
It. I don't know
how whenever, long ago.
I don't know, but you know, Steve Agee was a director, and I didn't even know that. He wasn't there the day I was there, but he directed
that's
it. Apparently,
best way to
did
do
you
it
know
not
that?
Be
but
there.
Wait, back up a second. What's it called again?
The Bogus Witch Project.
So it's a Blair Witch parody.
Yeah. How did you? Oh, that's why you've got this podcast.
But you made it recently?
No. We made it 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah. So you didn't know who Steve Agee was 10 years ago.
I didn't, but he wasn't.
I hear
there.
You guys
Steve
made
Agee's
it before
not...
Blair Witch actually even came out.
Yeah.
They based the original on.
That's what we got to start doing. We got to start getting the jump on the successful movies. When you think something's going to be hot, make the parody first.
The first soloist, you know, that's what you
the doublest.
Yeah. Yeah. Pre-parody.
Somebody could rush out like a really lame movie about like that's the same exact story, couldn't they?
Or, the way they do parodies these days, all they do is they just nod to one moment in the movie pretty much, so you can just get whatever the moment
is. Yeah, and then somebody gets punched or falls down.
Yeah.
Like it's all like this is how we put Frost Nixon in its place.
Yeah.
Frost will kick Nixon in the balls during the interview.
Yeah. And that'd be one of the scenes in the parody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just recently got the latest issue of Entertainment Weekly, which they do a list, I like to bring it on my podcast.
I'm guessing you got that sometime this week.
And question there. Yeah. Yeah. And, they have the, how many is it? The 50 sexiest movies ever.
Is La Bamba in there?
Which I never understand. I never understand these kind of articles when you turn the page and number one is the first thing you read about.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I'm dying to know what 48 is.
Right.
You know, once you've seen number one. So I have to skip around. I have to go back to 10 because I want to count them down from number 10. I want you guys to see what number
one
is.
I got a question. Can I ask a question about
Please.
That list? Is Two Moon Junction in there?
Let me see.
Starring
me look,
Sherilyn Fenn. Is anybody familiar with that
that's
movie?
That's it. You'll both guess a movie and we'll see whose is higher. Right. Yours was Two Moon Junction?
Yeah. Anybody remember of, Two Moon Junction?
There's got to be.
Sherilyn Fenn.
I don't think it's in here, dude, but she was really hot in that.
How about Shave Teen Cunt 6?
Sherilyn Fenn also in that.
I thought STC 5 was better. I can't find Two Moon Junction or
I enjoyed PSTC.
Shaved
partially C-word.
Shaved.
Well, they're going to say
you might be the first
C-word
on my podcast.
Right.
9.5 weeks has got to be in there. You're getting a call.
I think it's in there. Oh, my agent's calling.
Bruce Baum is calling.
No, it's not. Hey, Bruce, I'm in the middle of the podcast right now.
The promptest show in Hollywood.
You know, the thing that I got you to get Bill Dwyer to come down and do. So, so I got to jump, but I'll call you back in a little while.
The year of living dangerously.
He manages both of us.
Yeah.
I called him and said, "Can you make sure Bill gets to the show tonight on time?" And then he calls me while the show's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought that you didn't show up or something. He was doing some damage control.
Oh, okay.
Because you're one of his wildest clients in terms of.
I'm a madman
hitting the
I
bottle
really
and
am.
Not showing up somewhere. What was I looking for?
Well, I want to. The year
I
of
said
living dangerously
body
is
heat.
That. Is
oh, body heat. Body heat. You win. You win with body heat and 9.5 weeks. I'm sure body heat is number 4.
Body heat was
Bam.
Sexy.
Yeah, that was a sexy movie. Oh my God, I saw 4 Christmases today, and
the opposite of sexy.
And there was a trailer for some movie. Now I'll never remember what trailer it was. Maybe if somebody knows
5
it.
Easters.
But Kathleen Turner is in it briefly in the trailer.
Yeah.
And
She
looks fucking horrible.
That is that's a goofy
thyroid. She looks
thyroid
like she got backed over
got
by a
on.
Truck full of donuts and did not let them get away without eating every last one and then getting backed over again. So 9.5 weeks has got to be in here too, but I'm getting now, exhausted from flipping through the magazine.
24.
Bam.
All right. The year of living dangerously.
Yeah,
is,
I don't
is
that
Linda
I don't
Hunt
agree
that
with.
As
that's
a
the
man?
One where Linda Hunt played a man.
That
she won
all
best
the sexy
supporting
out of
actress.
It.
What
yeah.
the fuck?
Right.
That she was crazy.
You can't have a sexy movie with her floating around
no,
in it.
No, and you can't with and Sigourney Weaver
How many
looks
of these
her
do
face
think?
Looks like a skeleton anyway. What?
How many of these do you think you've masturbated to? Is that possible?
Out of the 50?
They are sexy movies, right?
And, yeah.
But
and
I, for some reason,
them, so.
I was more of a magazine aficionado as a child.
Yeah, you never
you know,
masturbated
it was hard to masturbate
through the horizontal
to TV because the parents
block,
were...
Cable blocker.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah. I did like that, the sexy movies being all...
Yeah,
so you
I think I see a tit.
Oh, penetration in the corner.
Oh, yeah, when they had yeah. Well, whenever anybody asks me, when a list comes up and people say, how many of these are you masturbated to? It usually, like right across the board, out of 50, usually 42.
No matter what the list is.
Yeah. I just,
50 best vegetables.
Right. How many of these are you masturbated to? 42, usually, really.
I'm going to masturbate
sometimes
to
it'll
this
be 40,
list
sometimes
later.
It'll be 44, but usually 42.
I'm going to take this magazine home and just jerk off to thinking about all these sexy movies.
Yeah.
Love and Basketball, number 28. That shouldn't be in the top 50 of anything.
What?
That shouldn't be in the top 50 of movies about love and basketball.
Love and
what's,
or basketball.
What's 50?
Okay, yeah, that's a fun game. Let's go all the way back to number 50.
Schindler's List.
I was
really
one of the naked
sexy.
Jewish extras on that, and I'll tell you, man, when those cameras turned off, we got a little crazy. We were
skinny
scammed.
Girls, that's
we did.
For sure.
300 is number 50.
What? What?
For
well,
that
that's
naked
one out of the
golden
50,
man.
Because they're all naked, yeah, and the queen was kind of hot.
She wow, Yossi up. And Jagger coming in at 49.
Yeah, I don't even know what that
Yossi
is.
Yossi and Jagger.
I see
oh,
cat
kissing
people,
Jessica
cat people
Stein.
Get
that's good.
So much play on TV. It is always on.
I've
really?
Never seen it.
Are you kidding me?
I've never seen
it's
it.
On
it's
every
on
weekend.
But you just, your TV's stuck on Encore, right?
It's stuck on 1982.
Rudy has switched
I think they
over
play
to
cat
MTV
on
now.
Encore a lot. Rudy's on MTV, yeah. I saw
yeah,
a few minutes
it's off
of
TBS now and TNT, and now it's on MTV all the time.
Yeah, it was...
Secretary.
You know, yeah, that's,
Secretary.
That's another one that's in the list,
horse.
Bill.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rascal. Secretary.
Can I tell you the last thing you ever want to do is ride in a car with Bill Dwyer, because if there's a goddamn sign, he will read it out loud. If you're in the middle of the city, oh, Dunkin' Donuts!
He makes me sound like a rube. That's so untrue.
I don't read every sign. It would be impossible.
No, but if there's a sign with, you know, more than two or three words on it, I think it's your broadcaster training. Like, you're just used to reading copy.
Perhaps.
And
perhaps.
Selling the shit out of everything.
Check the podcast. I haven't popped a pee yet, Doug.
That's right.
That's my broadcaster training. Hey, when we used to go to lunch, when we worked at Warner Brothers, why did you and John throw a bread into that one storefront? Just for fun?
Yeah, we'd always get an extra little loaf of bread from this one restaurant.
Or a roll or something.
A roll, yeah. And then as we were driving by this one shoe repair place over on, right? I think it's on, not Victory,
Alameda,
but
Alameda or Riverside?
More. Yeah, one of those.
It was on Riverside. So
and
whatever.
We would just, as we're driving by, hurl the bread into the store. A lot of times we'd miss. It's a hard, you know, it's a tough thing to do.
It's a single doorway, but a lot of times the doorway would be open and whatever.
Bam, it would go right in. And then
a
just
fine,
because,
hardworking old gentleman in there, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and we would laugh ourselves silly because after months of that and happening once or twice a week, they must just be like, who the fuck are these people?
Why?
And why do they keep throwing pieces of bread in our shoe repair store?
This, yeah. And they're like, is there a message to this? This harmless, soft prank? I don't understand. I'm a cobbler. Is this a bread product? Is there,
it's
am
a barter
I missing something?
System.
But no, it's just because. And why you guys chose that store, do you know?
I think because the door was open.
Okay.
I think we were driving around looking for somewhere to throw the piece of bread into. Because I tell John, he keeps me young, I'll tell you that. Because he always wants to throw shit into places. And like, you walk out to your car and you have a license plate frame that says, been there, done that. And you're like, oh, John.
Really?
Yeah, he does that. He puts license plate frames on his friends' cars that say retarded things like, I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is. You know, stuff like that. But we could... He's not in a movie, though, so we have to go back to talking about movies. Before Sunset's number 10, not
Never
sexy at all. It's the one where they walk around France all night talking.
Oh, my
Julie
God.
Julie Delpy.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't
Ethan
there have to
Hawk.
Be at least a little bit of nudity in a movie for it to be sexy?
That's what I say.
Am I wrong?
I never saw Walk on the Moon. Does Diane Lane get naked in that?
Yeah.
Somebody's clapping that
she's
does.
A good-looking
she
woman.
She gets naked and everything. She's
a good-looking woman.
But I thought, what you call it? What was that movie she was in with Richard Gere?
Out of
not
sight.
Rodanthe, but the first one.
Ooh.
Oh, Cotton Club. I thought she was very sexy in Cotton Club.
Cotton Club is a sexy movie. Where was that on the list?
Yeah, it's not on there.
Last
of Mohicans. I will find you, and no matter you. What happens, I'll be inside you once again. You sexy thing. Yeah.
Madeline Stowe. I used to always like to say, let's drive Madeline to the Stowe. Around the time of Driving Miss Daisy. Number 7 is a goddamn sexy movie. E2 Mama Tambien.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That is
even when the two fellas made out right there.
That is almost as sexy
as still
that
sexy.
Harry Potter yeah. movie.
That part was still kind of sexy. Right at the end when the two fellas made out. Am I ruining it for anybody? They make out a little bit, and it's still kind of sexy.
I just never got over that scene where they're both like hanging out by the pool full of leaves, and they're both just masturbating wildly, and then like some woman comes out and yells at them, and they just keep doing it. It's like, God damn, I grew up in the wrong country. Don't Look Now is number 6. That's the creepiest ass movie ever.
What's Don't Look
Donald
Now?
Donald Sutherland and Julie Christie.
Oh,
and
right.
There's sex in it, but it's really creepy sex. And there's like some sort of weird dwarf guy in there. It's Nicholas Rogue. He made a lot of weird movies. Number 5 is Bull Durham. I don't know. I guess some people think it's sexy because it's got a sport in it.
You ever seen Crash?
Crash?
Or no, what was the one?
Oh, the car crash
the car
sex
fetish.
Movie? Yeah,
oh,
that was
right,
called Crash.
Yeah, that's called Crash.
Yeah, which that I don't, when sick. The other Crash came out, I'm like, why do you do that? Like, that's a real David Cronenberg, James Spader movie that like, oh,
well,
now
we
got
two movies now, called Crash.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the one that won Best Picture a couple years ago.
That's stupid.
I'm gonna make a Bull Durham movie, and it's gonna have nothing to do with baseball or fucking
bulls,
or anything.
Bulls
or bulls? No, none of that. Body Heat number 4, aforementioned. Now this number 3, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh,
a lot
real.
Of people. There's somebody clapping. I cannot get enough of that movie. I fucking cannot stop watching that.
Really?
Movie. Yeah. It is the sexiest thing to me because I do like sexy people hitting each other.
Oh, all right.
You know, but one of them's a girl, so it makes it a little less gay. Like, I used to watch Fight Club over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, in the scene where Meatloaf whips out his giant man tits, I would sit there and think, I would...
It's one of my 42.
Like, fuck those. What?
It's one of my 42.
42 what?
Fight Club. On the list.
That he's 42. Masturbated to.
Right.
Remember? Oh, you've masturbated to 42 out of the 50?
Yeah, always. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know Fight Club was even in here.
Huh? It's not Fight
number two
Club.
Number two is a joke because it's in black and white. Nothing sexy happens in black and white except for the aforementioned Schindler's List. His Girl Friday.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah, that's some old shit. Now, Bill, do you want to guess what's number one? Did you see?
I saw.
Oh, you saw.
So go ahead and guess.
Go ahead and guess.
I must recuse myself.
No, go ahead and guess.
Take a bong hit and guess.
I'm going to say Cool Hand Luke.
You got the number of words right, so maybe when you glanced at it, you just noticed it was three words.
So it's No Way Out with Steven Seagal.
No Way Out was Kevin Costner, I think.
Oh, right. No, this is a sequel, or the prequel. It was a prequel. It was like Crash.
It was the parody of it.
It was completely different.
They made the
different,
parody
yeah.
before they made the actual movie,
hey,
and they changed the title.
Is that in there?
No Way Out?
Yeah. Is that in the top 50? It's got to be. That's pretty
because
sexy
because he fucks
movie.
What's her name in the back of a limo?
Oh, yeah.
Sean Young?
Sean Young at her
I
sexiest.
Heard Kevin Costner's sperm
worry,
made her
I,
crazy.
Oh, really?
That's the rumor around Hollywood, that he fucked her in the back of that limo, and then she went into Tim Burton's office in a cat suit. You should read up on your... Hollywood, okay.
Auditions?
The movie is the movie's called Out of Sight, number one, everybody.
Yeah.
Out of Sight. And I can't say I don't disagree.
It's pretty sexy.
Yeah, but it's also, like, super violent. Remember the scene where that one guy's walking up, the big, fat, dumb guy's walking up the stairs, and he has a bunch of meat from the freezer and a gun, and he falls down and shoots himself?
Right under the chin,
really,
right?
Yeah, really violently and hilariously.
Yeah.
In the number one sexiest movie of all time, you get George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez in the back of a car trunk.
And a fat meat stealer who gets his head taken off by himself. That'll show you.
I was going to finish that sentence, but thank you.
Lesson learned.
This really has a sportscaster feel to it because you're good at that. You just kept talking like it was still me talking. I was listening to it going, those are some of the words I would use. Did you ever see Out of Sight, Matt?
I did. I didn't love it like everyone else
I love
did.
It. It's one of my
most
favorite Soderbergh movies, I think. Because the other ones are all experiments in nonsense. Like every Soderbergh movie, it can't just be a movie about with a story. It has to be, and we shot it all looking through sewer grates. Or, you know what I mean? Or like the catering every day was just pizza. You know, and that doesn't lead to a good movie. All the actors look sick to their stomachs.
Yeah.
Like, just make a movie, you know what I mean? Like, that Che Guevara movie he made is 4 hours long, and they're going to show it in two-hour installments.
Yeah.
Like, that first 2 hours has to kick so much ass for you to go in for two more boring hours of Che Guevara.
Wait, this is about to happen?
Yeah.
They expect people to come to the movie?
I know some
of that's never happened.
They're
going to
release it as two movies, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
No, but, I mean, no. Oh, I thought they were... No, because...
It's still going to have the same name. It's just going to be like... I guess it sort of worked for Kill Bill, Volume 1 and 2.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Although
did
I would
it,
have
though.
Loved to... Why isn't there a place where you can go sit down and watch the whole Kill Bill thing in one sitting, in a theater? Why hasn't that ever happened?
They probably did that, didn't
where?
They?
Where?
Afterwards?
Yeah.
I'm sure they
ever heard
did.
Of that?
The Vista.
No, they haven't.
They did it at the
I
Vista.
I was dropping by the Beverly tonight, and they're having a Dolomite tribute.
Dolomite?
Yeah, I almost said, fuck the I Love Movies podcast.
Yeah, I could have run this thing for you.
But we got to get to an exciting game of Leonard Maltin. You guys you've done the show before, so you know how this works. We get a cheap round of applause for no reason, and then I find a movie, and I actually planned ahead this time. I got a good movie because
here we go.
A couple nights ago, you know, once a month here at the UCB Theater in LA, I do a show called Doug Loves Interrupting Blank Movies, whatever theme the theater has for the month, that's the theme for the show. So the theme for UCB this month is very tasteful, is drugs.
Yeah, what was the
and,
movie?
And so I brought a clip from the original Willy Wonka,
and Scott.
Oh, when he's going through the tunnel?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Big time.
Yeah.
Mankind.
Yeah.
I forget what he's saying, though, but I know the intonation.
I know every word, and I recited it along with him. There's no earthly way of knowing
which way the river flows.
Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane?
That is a good thing to point to for people.
Not a speck
never...
of light is showing, so the danger must be growing.
Yes.
For people,
but the rowers keep rowing.
Tripped on acid.
And they're certainly not showing.
Yeah, and there's fucking... First, there's like a worm or some shit going across some guy's lip.
Oh, yeah. Like
then there's
a
fucking chicken.
A giant
chicken gets its head cut off.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary ass shit. But it works, because when I was a little kid, I loved that movie, and that sequence scared the shit out of me. But then the rest of the singing and the other things I enjoyed, like, it's fun to be, you know, it's like the monkeys in Wizard of Oz, like, you know.
Yeah, you don't, yeah.
Awesome. Put some intense shit in kids' movies. What?
They always do, though. It's just...
They don't do it enough.
There's
Bolt does not have any chickens getting their heads cut off.
But is there death? Or
how does the hamster breathe inside that little ball? That's
they always have. They always have
little holes in it.
Yeah.
Okay. They always do. You guys are right. They always do.
I don't think those things are airtight anyway.
I'd like to return this hamster ball. See that hamster in there? Can't breathe. It's dead. Give me a hamster ball. Okay. I tried to act out the guy taking it back. All right. I knew what movie I wanted. So this is one of the movies that we did not show a clip from.
Hamster Ball Return.
But we talked about it on Trippy Movie Night because it's a trippy movie.
So Airtight Hamster Ball Return. Can I get a manager to the front?
Don't go to pet stores, you guys. I heard that somewhere. I don't know why.
Oh, Midnight Cowboy has a good... kind of trippy,
right?
I'm high scene,
right? When he's right. Getting high,
yeah,
right. Somebody slips something in his
yeah. That's a
man.
Good
that
one.
Movie, that movie's like anti-sexy. When he's in when he's in the bedroom with Barnard Hughes, he's like, "No, Joe, I don't have any money, Joe. Don't hurt me,
you
Joe."
You know what's anti-sexy?
It's like,
I'll tell you what's anti-sexy. You knowing that old guy's name is Barnard Hughes.
That guy's a Tony Award-winning actor.
I know who he is, too, but it was still a great opportunity for me to burn you.
Have you ever heard my podcast, I Love Old Tony Award Winners?
Yes. Okay, here we go. This movie came out in... how much time do we have? We've got 2 minutes.
Oh!
Okay, this movie came out in 1997.
Clip. I saw Deep Roy in person.
No, I just wanted to throw that in now.
Really interesting.
Deep Roy is the asshole that played every Oompa Loompa.
I know,
in
I didn't
the
like
remake.
That. I didn't that is, like that, but when you see him in real person, he's an elegant
I am
little
mad,
man.
I am
it's
mad,
fantastic.
I'm mad at him for taking all those parts away from other working dwarves.
I agree
and
with
I
you.
Am mad at Russell Crowe for Body of Lies and taking away roles from middle-aged, fat character actors.
Mm-hmm.
He just
right.
took away from the one in that case.
Okay.
But why did Russell Crowe put on weight for that movie? Oh, I play a guy who sits around and talks on the phone a lot. Yeah, guys like that could be thin. They could be, like, in normal shape. Like, what a fucking asshole. Okay.
Asshole.
I'm going to change the end of this show. I'm going to change it to he's a shithead at the end just because he really is.
Here we go.
And if he ever wants me to be in any of his movies, I'm totally into it. Okay, so this is Lost... I almost just said the name of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys should be able to get this.
You want
to
do another one?
No, I because you still won't get it right away.
Lost in Space.
Nope.
Lost Friday.
Lost in,
but that's
lost
funny.
Forever.
Giovanni Ribisi's the first name. Wasn't he in Lost in Space?
Yeah, he was. He played Will. No, he played Dr. Robinson. No. Wait. This is part of the quiz.
Marilyn Manson was in this movie.
Mmm.
Yeah. Don't yell it out if you guys know it. Robert Loggia.
I like him.
Oh, yeah. He was great. He's
Tony
great that
Award
scene
winner.
That scene early on in Officer and a Gentleman when he's standing around in his underwear and his thing is just, you could just clearly see his joint. He's like just standing there scratching at his balls. You know, he plays Richard Gere's shitty father.
Father,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You know he's a shitty father because he's standing around in his boxers in
scratching
front of his son.
His joint.
With his joint almost peeking out of the flap.
His joint? What is his Dick Tracy?
You're right. I should have said Dick. What is this joint,
what
Tracy?
Snob.
Okay, Gary Busey was in this motion picture. Henry Rollins was in this movie.
Whoa!
I think one of the words lost. Really? Movie.
I think Dark Knight sounds like Henry Rollins when he's Batman. I think he sounds like Henry Rollins.
What are you doing over there? What are you doing?
Yeah. Now this is a giveaway word name.
Jack Nance. Do you know who Jack Nance is?
Jack? No.
It should just be name a movie with Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know Marilyn Manson.
And he gave us a word in it.
But Jack Nance played Eraserhead, and then he was in a lot of other movies by the same director.
Not Lost in Paradise.
Not Lost Boys. I just don't.
Michael Massey, Lisa Boyle, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
What?
I know. When I saw this cast list the other night,
so where does Marilyn Manson and Richard Pryor sub? What are those?
You know the scene where in a leather shop and Marilyn, a guy runs over him in a wheelchair.
that should narrow it down. Because
Richard Pryor was probably in a wheelchair in this movie. Natasha Gregson Wagner, who was in a bunch of movies around
Robert
this
Wagner's
time.
Daughter, right?
So yeah. This is a trippy movie. It has the word lost in it. Is that for sure?
Yeah, and we've sort of established, but you guys have ignored it, that it's directed by David Lynch.
Directed by David Lynch?
Yeah, because I said Jack Nance was in Eraserhead, and he's been in a bunch of his other movies.
Oh, Jack Nance was Eraserhead.
The listeners are want to kill you guys right now. And the people in the audience.
I don't...
Patricia Arquette.
Oh, I know what
Balthus
it is. Balthus
Argetti.
I know what it is. Lost Highway.
Yeah, Lost Highway.
If you guys noticed, said it like...
It's terrible.
I said that
did
5
you?
Minutes ago, listeners.
Did you?
Yeah, rewind the podcast.
That's so funny. You really did? Or
I just said every Lost... film I could
oh
name.
You could think of oh okay yeah. But you knew but then oh okay so he wins
no I don't think so
no I think the tape will bear him out. I think if we listen to it, I don't ever listen to the podcast, but if you want to go check it out at iTunes,
I don't know why
I'm saying it like anyone who's listening to it will know how to get it. Although you guys does anybody here tonight listen to it? Do you guys listen to it at all? A little bit.
Or do you come out and see
they
it live?
They come out and see it live every time.
Way
so why,
better.
Why bother listening to it
right?
Once they saw it?
I mean, no offense to you people.
See my hat.
Exactly.
At home.
Once again, for Hat Besser, Bill Mann Dwyer.
Sure. Or whatever. Now, if that's all you can come up with, that's fine. Bildo, whatever.
Bildo?
Buddy, yeah.
I don't like that.
You can throw that out there sometime.
I'm Doug Benson. I'll see you guys next time. And Russell Crowe is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.